Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hey there, gang. This is Bart Rathbun. And you know what? We're just getting ready for a time of wonder, adventure, and excitement. Yous will love it. So would you like to join us? Then get ready, because you never know what can happen when you have an adventure in Odyssey.
Help the Electric Palace feed the hungry?
So, what are you going to do about it?
Wear a helmet. It's the law. But I'm just a kid.
Another one of them bleeding heart things, huh?
Well said, Bart. Well said.
If the Stories and Adventures in Odyssey album 68, Out of the Blue, have one thing in common, it's...
Your parents are going to be so surprised.
Dad!
Surprise, guys!
Penny and Wooten are going to be so surprised.
What a surprise.
It's Adventures in Odyssey album 68, Out of the Blue, a collection of twists, gotchas, and surprising truths. It's available now on the Adventures in Odyssey Club CD and download. Check it out at witsend.org.
I have everything. Connie, I'm getting ready to leave.
Okay, Jack. Do you have everything?
I think so. Permit application, color schemes, mock-up. No, this isn't the right one. Connie, where's the latest mock-up for the poster?
It's right there under the counter. I didn't want it to get spilled on.
Good. Guess that's it, then. I'll be at the city hall and the coffee place if you need me.
Okay, have fun.
Hello, Bart. Goodbye, Bart.
Goodbye. Where was he off to in such a hurry?
City Hall. What can I do for you, Bart?
Oh, nothing. I'm just returning this book I borrowed from your library.
You borrowed a book?
Yeah. What's the matter? You don't think I read?
No, of course you do. Let's see. Oh, How to Get Organized. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, well, I found it under a pile of junk at home. So anyway, what's Jack doing at City Hall?
He's getting a permit to hang posters.
Posters? For what?
For a new project he's started called Food for the Hungry. It's a citywide program designed to collect and distribute food to the needy.
Another one of them bleeding heart things, huh?
Well, I wouldn't call having compassion on hungry people a bleeding heart thing, Bart. The needy have to eat, too.
Yeah, I guess.
Besides, it's something that brings the whole community together. Hey, maybe you could be a part of it, huh?
Me?
Yeah. The Electric Palace could be one of the collection points.
Collection points? Oh, you mean like people leaving canned goods and stuff at my store?
Sure.
No way. Forget it.
Why not?
Because the only thing I want people leaving at my store is their money. Besides, I ain't got the room.
Well, do you at least have room for a poster in your window?
My windows are taken up with my own posters.
This one isn't very big.
Let me see it.
Okay, here's a mock-up. It's not the final, but it'll look just like this, except there'll be more room at the bottom to list the collection point. See? Not very big at all.
Well...
Come on, Mr. Rathbone. It'll show the community you're a leader.
Oh, all right. I'll put the poster in a small corner of the window.
Great! I'll deliver one to you as soon as they're ready.
I can't wait.
Good afternoon, Erica.
Oh, hi, Mr. Allen.
Is everything all right? You look worried.
I do?
Well, not worried exactly. More like concerned.
Well, that's because I am. Concerned, I mean.
Really? About what?
About this pamphlet.
Let's see. Pedal Smart. Bicycle safety for young people.
I got it in my health class. It talks about how many kids are hurt and even killed each year because they get into accidents and aren't wearing helmets.
Yeah, that's quite a problem, all right. Well worth being concerned about.
Did you know it's against the law in the state to ride a bicycle without a helmet?
No, I didn't.
Neither did I, and neither did any of my friends.
A lot of kids probably don't know about it. That's why they get hurt.
Yeah, well, someone should spread the word about something that important, don't you think?
Yes, I do. So, what are you going to do about it?
Me?
You're someone, aren't you? And you're already very familiar with your subject. I can't think of anyone better to spread the word.
But
But I'm just a kid who listened to me.
Now, the Apostle Paul told Timothy, let no one despise your youth.
What does that mean?
It means don't let anyone look down on you because you're young. Put another way, being a kid is no excuse. If you have a good message, you should tell it.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? You're right, Mr. Allen. Okay, I'll do it.
Hi, Mr. Rathbone.
Huh? Oh, hiya, Connie.
Here's your poster.
A poster?
For the Food for the Hungry program. Remember? I told you yesterday I'd deliver one to you.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Just leave it on the counter.
I saw a perfect spot for it on a window near the front door. Nothing's there now. I can hang it up for you if you want.
Yeah, thanks, but I'll do it myself.
It's no problem, really.
Look, Connie, if you don't mind, I'm busy with a potential big customer here.
Really? Who?
See the tall guy in light bulbs?
Yeah?
That's Harry Wainwright, one of the biggest businessmen in the area. Owns a factory out on Connellsville Road.
Wainwright Plastics?
That's the one. He's got almost 1,000 people working in that factory. It's huge.
So how does that make him a potentially big customer for you?
If he likes what he sees here, maybe the Electric Palace can supply all the electrical needs for his plant.
Oh.
Shh, here he comes. Good afternoon, Mr. Wainwright. Did you find everything you were looking for?
Yes, I did. I'll take this box of light bulbs, please.
Excellent choice. But are you sure that's all you need?
Yes, just the light bulbs. My wife told me to stop and pick some up.
Because whatever electrical needs you may have, we can take care of it.
All I need today are light bulbs.
Are you sure? We got lots of electrical devices here, you know. Enough to fill up an entire factory, even one as big as yours.
I'm sure you do, but...
Hey, there is a terrific idea. My store supplying your factory with its electrical needs. Maybe we could go to lunch and talk about it.
Look, I don't want to be rude, but my factory gets its electrical needs filled from another source.
So we'll match or beat any prices in town, and I know we can offer better service than the bozo you're buying from now.
I doubt it.
Why?
Because that bozo happens to be my brother.
Oh. Well, then, that'll be $3.95 for the light bulbs.
Right. Food for the hungry. What's this?
It's a new charity program to collect and distribute food to those in need. Hi.
Why don't you go hang that up somewhere, Connie?
Distributing food. I think that's great.
Really?
You do?
Yes. It's important for business to promote and support charity work.
You know, I feel the exact same way.
You do?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, the Electric Palace is one of the collection points for the Food for the Hungry program.
It is?
Yes. Don't you remember? That's why you came by.
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, I'll be sure to tell all my employees to come here and donate food.
Maybe you could take a couple of posters and hang them up around your factory.
Good idea.
Great. Here you go.
And here's your light bulbs.
Thank you. Good day.
Thank you.
I knew I'd get him one way or another. If I can't supply the factory, I'll get all the employees to shop here. Oh, this is really great.
Congratulations, and welcome to the program, Bart.
Program? Oh, yeah. You know, I always did think it was a good idea. The needy have to eat too, you know.
So I've heard.
Yeah, and we all gotta get our share. I mean, do our part. You know, with the right kind of publicity, this could turn into something really big.
Well, we certainly hope so. Listen, I have to get back to Wits End. I'll see you later.
Yeah, right. See you, Connie. Yeah, really big.
Okay, Erica, get to it. You've got to get these posters up before school starts.
Hi, Erica.
Oh, Brenda, you scared me.
Sorry. What are you doing here so early?
I always come around this time. Both my folks work, so they drop me off.
Why are you so early?
To put these up before everyone gets here.
Posters? Are they for the assembly this afternoon?
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
No, they're not for the assembly.
Really? Then what are they for?
Read for yourself.
Wear a helmet, it's the law. If you ride a bike without wearing a helmet, you could be gone with the Schwinn. This is your brain, this is a helmet. This is your brain if you ride a bike without wearing a helmet. Any questions?
Erica, these are great.
Thanks.
Did you do them all by yourself?
Yeah, it took me 3 days.
What class are they for?
No class.
You mean you're just doing it? For no reason?
Not for no reason. I want to promote bicycle safety and helmet awareness.
But nobody's like, making you.
No. That's really neat. Thanks. Well, I better get started. See ya.
Oh, wait a minute.
What?
Well, I was just wondering. I don't have anything else to do. Maybe I can help you?
Sure, you don't have to be shy about it. Here, you take that half of the school, and I'll take this half. Just be sure to hang them where people can see them.
Right. I'll meet you back here when you're finished.
Okay.
Brenda?
Mr. Hunt!
What are you doing?
Oh, just hanging up these posters.
You know you have to get permission from the principal's office before you do this.
Really? But I didn't...
It's all right, Brenda. Let's just see what you've got here. Bicycle safety, huh? Very good.
Really?
Yes, it's a worthy cause. You may continue. Just make sure you get my permission before you start next time.
Yes, sir, but...
You better get to class. Don't want to be late. You, boys, walk, 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 walk.
Yes, sir.
Honey?
Behind the counter, Jack. What's up?
Well, I'm not exactly sure. When you took the Food for the Hungry poster over to Bart Rathbone the other day, what happened?
Nothing, really. He was trying to impress Harry Wainwright.
Harry Wainwright?
Yeah, he owns that big factory on the outskirts of town. In fact, that's what got Bart to agree to making the Electric Palace one of the collection points.
I don't follow you.
Harry Wainwright said he liked it when businesses are involved in charity. He took a couple of posters and said he'd tell all his employees to bring food to the Electric Palace.
And Bart saw them as potential customers.
Of course. Why?
This is why.
If you care about the hungry, you'll come to the Electric Palace. This isn't our poster.
No, it isn't. But dozens just like it are on every lamppost and telephone pole in town.
Bart must have made up his own. Don't just light your home, be a light to the needy. Help the Electric Palace feed the hungry. Get wired with compassion. Let's electrocute hunger. Together we conduit. Whether it's beacons or bacon, the Electric Palace is serving Odyssey. Oh, brother.
I'll say this for the man. He's not afraid to promote his business.
Well, this is terrible. I'm sorry, Jack. I'll go over there and take care of this right now.
Well, Connie, you really don't have to.
No, no, it's my fault. I won't be long.
But... bye.
Is this on? All right, people, let's quiet down. Let's quiet, please. Thank you. Now, before we begin our assembly this afternoon, I'd like to say a few words about one of your fellow students. She doesn't know I'm going to do this, but this morning, before most of you arrived, she was putting up the posters you've seen around the school promoting bicycle safety and helmet awareness. I think this is a wonderful, constructive idea, and I want to honor the person responsible for it. So will you all join me in giving a big round of applause to Brenda Perry?
What?
Brenda, why don't you come on up here?
What?
All right, let's hold it down. Brenda, I just want to say that I'm very proud to have a student like you in this school, someone who cares enough about others' safety to sacrifice their own comfort to spread an important message. Your good ideas and hard work will benefit everyone. You're an example to us all.
I just want to say thank you very much.
What? Ah!
Thanks for coming. Remember, you're really helping the hungry. Oh, and don't leave without checking our specials.
Bart Rathbone.
Oh, hiya, Connie. Excuse me a second.
The food bin is in the back of the store. Just go right through the bargain appliances aisle.
Fart.
Not bad, huh, Connie? If I'd have known this charity stuff was so great for business, I'd have done it years ago.
It is not supposed to be great for business. And would you mind telling me what this is all about, please?
Hey, what's the big idea taking down one of my posters?
I didn't take it down. Jack did. And what's the big idea of making your own posters?
Yours was too bland. Mine really livens things up.
Not to mention advertises the Electric Palace 6 times.
People gotta know where to bring the food, don't they?
Bart, the whole purpose of this program is to feed the hungry, not advertise your store.
Uh-oh, my watch alarm. Love to stay and chat, Witches Connie, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to excuse myself. I got to get ready for a TV interview.
You're going to be on television?
Yeah, on Odyssey Forum.
The talk show?
Yeah. They called and said they want to interview me about the Food for the Hungry program.
Interview you?
Yeah.
They should be interviewing Jack. It's his idea.
But they didn't call Jack. They called me. I'll be on live in about 20 minutes, so be sure and tune in. See yous.
Bart! Bart! Oh, brother. How am I gonna tell Jack?
Focus on the Family presents Adventures in Odyssey's 90 Devotions for Kids. Join Wit, Connie, Eugene, Wooten, and your other friends from Odyssey as you discover biblical truths like salvation, prayer, and forgiveness. Check out 90 Devotions for Kids today at witsend.org.
Contact us here at Adventures in Odyssey. Visit our website at witsend.org. Or if you want to talk to someone in person, call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. Make sure that you have your parents' permission before you call. We always love hearing from you.
Good afternoon, Erica. How's the bicycle safety project going?
How's it going? I'll tell you how it's going. Great, that's how it's going.
Well, I'm glad to hear it, I think.
Sure, why shouldn't it be going great? Brenda Perry is on the job.
Brenda who?
Perry. We go to school together, the credit-stealing backstabber.
Credit-stealing backstabber? Erica, maybe you better calm down and tell me what happened.
It's just what I said. Brenda Perry helped me put up my helmet awareness posters at school this morning.
Oh, that was nice of her.
That's what I thought, too. Until this afternoon. We had an assembly, and Vice Principal Hunt told the whole school that he saw Brenda hanging up the posters, and that he was so proud of all her hard work and great ideas.
Well, it was an honest mistake, and after all, the principal didn't know you were responsible for the posters, right?
Yeah, but Brenda didn't say anything to correct him either. She just stood there and took all the credit.
Oh. Did he give her some sort of a reward, a certificate, or a good grade or something?
No.
Ah. So you're really upset because Brenda got her name mentioned in front of the school?
No, I'm upset because Brenda got credit for my work.
In front of the whole school?
Well, yeah.
I see. Well, Wits End isn't as big as your school, but there are quite a few kids in here now. I'll tell you what, I'll make an announcement that everybody know the posters were your idea.
What?
I'll do it from the top of the stairs so everybody can hear better.
But, Mr. Allen, no.
What's the matter? Isn't attention what you wanted? The admiration of your peers?
Well, no, not exactly.
Then what do you want? Why did you make those helmet awareness posters? To get a pat on the back or to help save kids' lives?
To help save kids? That doesn't mean I want Brenda to get the credit for it.
Then I'll make an announcement giving you the credit for it.
No, Mr. Allen, you just don't understand.
I guess I don't.
Jack?
Hi, Connie. How'd it go with Bart?
Well, I think I've created a Frankenstein.
What do you mean?
Well, there's something you need to know, and I'm afraid it won't be easy for you to hear.
What is it?
Let me get out the portable TV.
A TV? But why?
Because that's the best way to tell you. Just listen.
Welcome back to Odyssey Forum. I'm your host, Abby Libbins. You know, feeding the hungry is a lot like the weather. Everyone complains, but no one really does anything about it. Well, on this segment, I want to introduce you to a local businessman who is doing something about it through a program called, appropriately enough, Food for the Hungry. Bart Rathbone, welcome to Odyssey Forum.
Thank you, Abby. It's a pleasure to be here.
Food for the Hungry. Tell us about it.
Well, I think it speaks for itself, Abby. When you come to my store, the Electric Palace, located at 1313 Mockingbird Road, in addition to getting the best prices on electronic gear and equipment in town, you'll be able to help feed the hungry.
How, Bart?
By donating canned goods. We got a big storage bin in the back of the store there where people can bring in canned goods and stuff like that, all for the poor.
Now, how long have you been doing this?
Just a couple of days, but I'm pleased to report that the response has been great.
That's wonderful, Bart. Truly wonderful. How did you come up with this idea?
Believe it or not, I was lying in bed one morning when it just sort of popped into my head.
What?
Shh. You might say I was inspired.
I don't believe this.
Well, your inspiration is an inspiration for all of us. Businessmen are so often portrayed as being heartless and cold, but here you are helping those less fortunate than yourself.
It's like I've always said, Abby. The poor gotta eat, too.
Like you've always said?
You see, being a leader in the community means more than just offering low prices and great service on the finest electronics around, although we do that too. It means, well, being a leader. 'Cause without leadership, nobody's really in charge. And when no one's in charge, well, you got no leader.
Well said, Bart. Well said. We have to take a break. We'll talk more with Bart Rathbone when Odyssey Forum continues, right after this.
I'm telling you, this is a new low, even for Bart. Food for the hungry was your idea, Jack.
It was? You see, Mr. Allen, now can you understand how I feel about Brenda?
Yes, Erica, I do understand it a little better.
Doesn't it make you angry?
Actually, no.
No? But Jack, Bart Rathbone just took credit for all your work.
Who cares as long as the hungry are being fed?
Huh?
Look, I'm not against either giving or getting credit for good work and ideas. But that's not why I started the Food for the Hungry program. I started it to gather food for the hungry. And apparently that's what Bart is doing. So how can I be upset that the program is working?
But Mr. Rathbone should have said something about you. Just like Brenda should have said something about me.
Oh, maybe they should have, but Brenda and Bart have their rewards in full. Fame, glory, praise. Those things are fleeting. You and I have the satisfaction of knowing that our work is helping to save lives. Isn't that the most important thing?
Yeah, it is. Oh, Odyssey Forum's back on.
We're back with Bart Rathbone. Now, Bart, I'm sure there are many viewers out there who would like to get involved with Food for the Hungry and who would like to know just how the program works.
Well, like I said, Abby, it's easy. Everyone should just bring canned goods to the Electric Palace.
Uh-huh. What happens then?
Well, then?
Yes. What happens to the canned goods after people bring them in? How do they get distributed?
Distributed?
You know, to the hungry?
What's the matter with him?
He doesn't know. He was so caught up with the profit potential, he never bothered to find out how the program really works.
Bart?
Well, Abby, the distribution of the food really ain't my area. For information about that, you really ought to contact Jack Allen.
Jack Allen?
Yeah, over at Wits End. He sort of set up the distribution end of things, so he knows more about it than I do. Great worker, that Jack. I never could have done none of this without him.
Oh, brother.
I never knew Bart was such a good tap dancer.
You said it.
Erica?
Brenda!
Erica, before you say anything, I'm really, really sorry. I don't know what came over me. When Mr. Hunt called me up there, my mind just sort of went blank, and I couldn't think of anything to say. I've been trying to correct things. I even went to Mr. Hunt and told him what happened and that the ideas and posters were all yours. I know that doesn't make up for everything, but I'm really, really sorry.
It's okay, Brenda. Getting credit doesn't matter. The important thing is that we're spreading the word about helmet awareness.
We? Does that mean we're still friends?
Of course it does. And partners, too.
Partners? Really?
Sure. There's still a lot of work to do, and I cannot do it by myself. What do you say?
I say, okay.
Why don't you two have a seat and get started?
Right. And thanks, Mr. Allen.
You're welcome, Erica.
I was thinking we could do, like, a skit or something in front of the whole school.
So, I guess everything kind of worked out.
I guess. Oh, and speaking of work, I see a few tables over there that need cleaning.
Okay.
But I want credit for it.
Whatever you say.
In Matthew chapter 6, verse 1, in the Great Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "Beware of doing your good deeds in front of others to be admired, for then you will have no reward from your Father in heaven." Like Jack told Erica about Brenda and Bart, the important thing is that you're helping people, not that you get credit for it. And what's even more important is making sure your actions are pleasing to God. Well, that's all for now. If you'd like to write to us, we'd sure love to hear from you. Just send your card or letter to
Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Or in Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, BC, V6B4G3. And when you do, ask about how you can get your own copy of today's episode. It's called Rewards in Full. That address again is Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Rewards in Full was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Mark Brewery, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.